Jenny, the space between your father and I is a synagogue the size of the Metrodome. It's not too much in common. And maybe being black and Jewish at the same time for him is unacceptable. Only unless you want it. The dream evades me like sleep on finals week and all the time that's been lost that I tried to keep. When you could cry until the sky spills or cast 7-mile stares at each other and not blink until your eyes are weak from looking each other in the iris, we don't. In a situation with too much pride to speak, too much history to forget, and maybe too much religion for us to fit in, we're settling for better off dead, waiting till the end, and holding each other's hands through the holes we've punched in the fence, and I'm not doing this. I don't choreograph last dances, because the music in my head doesn't take smoke breaks or classes on risk management. Your old man's hang-ups might be enough to break up this song's arrangements, but these types of things don't go out like candles or simple agreements with awkward hugs, with thanks for the good days, good luck, good game, and good night. For your own happenings to happen, you have to manage to blow fire back at the dragon. And from our grandparents' past, from places too dark to shine, you think we'd learn to hold on even when our arms are tied. So understand this isn't a pack of wet matches. We're going down like any helicopter in a Bruce Willis flick. Loud, badass, exploding in slow motion, and somehow alive after it's all said and done with. Similar to when we have sex. Loud, badass, exploding in slow motion, and somehow the argument we were having beforehand is all said and done with. That's a horrible analogy, and I don't know where I was going with that. You said you love me to be the type to not give up a good fight. I said I dig your Pumas. We chat over coffee or a few beers and discuss how Harvey Milk's killer only got a few years. What's it cost to buy an alibi and who taught missiles how to fly? You said the day you lose the fight is the day you compromise it. I said the day you lose the fight is the day you pick a side of it. You'd smile. Suggest we pay off our student loans by setting sail on the next Somali pirate ship. Jenny, I look anything and everything but Jewish. And you just look white. I mean, really white. Like, we're talking bathroom lighting, fluorescent interrogation room, bright white. I don't know where I was going with that, but I guess it would sometimes give me the wonderment as to what our kids would look like. Whether they had the Star of David tattooed to their chest, I could care less than if they carried your brown eyes. Whether they shouted praise be to Allah or thank you Jesus when the Vikings scored a touchdown, wouldn't matter to me. Just as long as they understood that sometimes it takes an act of God for the Vikings to score a touchdown. That's all that really matters. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I wouldn't mind if every human being carried your strength because I don't believe your faith can be summed up by one title or one name. We all have our fair share of misdirections and wrong turns, enough to know that things fall apart and love is more than one word, but I don't need religion to see the God in you.